Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is game day. What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron and John Ritchie. 94 WIP off and rolling on this Thursday morning. Hope you're having a great start to the day. Game day, Eagles, Bucks, Tom Brady in town. He's probably in his hotel room, lying in a bed right now, thinking, I'm going to carve up the Eagles. I'm going to smash those fools.
You don't think he's listening to the WIP Midday Show?
Yeah, Tom, if you are, Super Bowl 52, buddy. How about that tough guy?
How's everyone doing?
There you go. Let it all hang out. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. All right. We got a lot to get to today. Obviously, it's a great challenge against Brady, against the Bucks. We'll talk about that. Ben Simmons, his status, his intentions, still, you know, unclear. We'll see in the coming days where that goes. We'll see any news that comes out today. Seems like multiple pieces of news come out every day on Ben, so we'll get to that. And, of course, the Flyers start up tomorrow night. 215-592-9494. On this game day, your opportunity to get in on the game, your expectations, and what you see up ahead tonight. Richie Rich!
Joe!
Yo!
The tin can was invented in 1810.
The tin can?
The tin can.
Okay, yep.
The can opener invented by Ezra Warner in 1858.
So what they
almost
do?
Almost 50 years of time elapsed.
You bite it open?
No, they used chisels and hammers to get tin cans open for almost 50 years.
Sounds like a bad idea to me.
Yeah, it's terrible. They were inventing these cans and putting things in them, and no one could get them open.
It's like the Eagles trying to win this game. Just doesn't. All right, let's get to it here. 215-592-9494. Look, right out of the gate, let me just say, I do expect the Eagles to lose tonight. And to me, it feels like one of those sort of 10 to 14-point losses. And by the way, it would be bad news for the Eagles to lose their third game at home this year. They're 0-2 at home. They've won two games on the road. But it is obviously still exciting. I mean, it is a game day. It's the morning of a game day. Let's see what happens. I mean, you know, Eagles got a shot. I just think it's a very limited shot. John, my mindset with this one, and I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. I would tend to think that the vast majority of Eagles fans would also be geared, as I'm thinking, to think that the Eagles will lose. But, hey, if you don't, we'll take your calls. It's all good. John, given that I think the Eagles will lose and lose, you know, fairly handily, my mindset is more geared to how they play and how they look. And so my mindset is squarely focused on Nick Sirianni, who, you know, I've been very critical of, and I think rightfully so, and you have at times as well. You know, this game is a tough one, and I expect the Eagles to lose, but I want the Eagles to pardon an expression from the U.S. Army as their slogan for many years. I want the Eagles to be all they can be. I want the Eagles to be all they can be, even if they lose tonight. And that's where I need Nick Sirianni to charge up this team, not just with energy. Every time he talks about, like, well, what do you do, Nick, when you got to make a point? Oh, I talk like this, and I say it louder. No, it's not just about saying it louder. It's about actually getting the guys to do things like not be undisciplined, not have a wide receiver have, like, you know, yet another pass interference on a pick play that takes the wide receiver off the board. I mean, would it shock me if it happens again tonight? No, because it feels like it's happened 57 times already this year. I need Sirianni to run the ball. I need Sirianni to have Hurts run the ball. You know, I need Nick Sirianni to play the right players. I need Nick Sirianni, John. My mindset, when I talk about that I want the Eagles to be all they can be, even as we sit here in the morning of a day that, you know, I think the Eagles tonight will likely lose. My mindset, John, is Nick Sirianni has to prove to me, to all of us, to Jeffrey Lurie, he's got to prove that he's worthy of being an NFL head coach. Because through five games, John, through five games, I have
expect that to happen tonight.
I want to see progress to eliminate the stupid stuff.
Yeah.
How do you? Yes, that's John. And one of the big things is to run the ball, because this has gotten out of control.
Yeah, it has. It has gotten out of control, but that doesn't mean tonight's the night to get it under control. I'm actually giving Nick a pass tonight. I am not judging Nick Sirianni for this Thursday night football game. As crazy as that sounds, I don't expect him to run the ball as much as I want him to run the ball in the grand scheme of things.
Yep.
He would be an idiot to try to line up and mano-a-mano with this defensive line and set of linebackers, even without Levante. I don't know the injury situation on everyone, but –
but that's a big loss.
We cannot line up and try to bang our heads against a titanium enforced wall, which is the Bucs' run defense. He's got a night off from my scrutiny on that front. And in the bigger picture, I don't know if I'm being too hard on him. I don't know if I'm just it feels kind of like I'm giving up, but this is just how I'm feeling. I'm
explaining
how I feel. Like, We're not gonna beat this team.
No.
We are not equipped to beat this team. Now, yes, there's a chance if crazy things happen.
Sure,
if all hell breaks loose out there on the field and there are weird plays and turnovers and who knows? You got a chance.
Of course.
But it's like a 2% chance. It feels so minuscule.
It's higher than that, but it's small.
We are not anywhere close to the same league,
but
as
Joe,
this Tampa
but that's
team.
Why I say it's about how they play. Like, let me give you
but
a first, Sean.
But Joe, you're saying you're judging Nick tonight based on whether he does what we wanted him to do in previous games.
Right.
Yes, I want him to run the ball overall, but this is not the game to do that. I'm worried that people are going to get the wrong impression tonight and hold things against Nick that they shouldn't, because everyone wants to run it. I'm telling you, tonight's not the night. I'm not going to chalk this up and say, hey, Nick's a worse coach because they lost to the world champion
right.
Buccaneers.
Yeah.
He's a worse coach, a worse play caller because he didn't run it. He's smart if he doesn't run it. And I hate that because I want to run the ball, it's just the truth. This is a weird outlier of a game.
Well, all right, so here's one, John, for me. Because, part of my mindset is I'm watching that game last week. Well, last week, 4 days ago, Sunday. And in the second and third quarter, I can honestly say I was thinking the Eagles might have to fire at the end of the season Nick Sirianni. Like, he might not be good enough. And one of the reasons I was thinking that is I just couldn't take more wide receiver screens. Like, it has a purpose in pro football. It obviously does. And it has a purpose for a young quarterback who's developing. You get some easy completions, and you have some fast wide receivers, and if they can effectively block for each other, maybe one of these guys like Quez Watkins did. Remember that first time he touched the ball in the preseason? It's a short pass. Next thing you know, bing, bam, boom, he runs down the field for 70 yards. You can get a touchdown. I mean, there's value there. But not over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And that's where my mindset tonight or today about tonight is I need Sirianni to evolve.
Sure.
From what we've seen in these first five games, when quite frankly, despite the fact, John, that the record is, I know it's better than I think you thought it was going to be. I think you probably had him more at 1-4-ish.
They eked out a game that they could have very easily lost.
I think
it doesn't make them a better team.
I think Sirianni's done a lousy job.
Yeah.
I mean, quite candidly, that's what I need from him tonight. I need him to be a lot better.
I'll tell you what. I like I said, I'm not judging him on running it. I'm not judging him on winning this game. But I am going to judge him on what you brought up there. If we try this dink and dunk stuff all night again, I will be upset.
Yeah. And let me.
I do want to unlock Jalen Hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, take the training wheels off Jalen Hurts.
I agree.
That's how I'm judging Nick Sirianni tonight.
Yep.
Let's see what this guy has. What do you have to lose?
Yeah.
Be aggressive for once. You know, and go downfield with this guy. Protect it and run some double moves, because these cornerbacks can be had. This is what I will judge him.
All right, one more I want to throw out, and then right to the phone calls. Just this is one of those, like, this is what the situation warrants. Fletcher Cox has to be great. I mean, part of my mindset as an Eagles fan going into tonight's game is the Eagles are probably going to lose. It's a tough challenge. The other team's got the greatest quarterback of all time. And he likes to sit in the pocket, and he's incredibly effective at stepping up into the pocket. That's what Tom Brady does. He surveys the field. He buys some time. He's got a good O-line. And then if he needs to, he'll step up into the pocket and he'll buy himself another second or second and a half. And then he'll pull the trigger and he'll throw to one of his guys and, you know, however many yards he gets. I need Fletcher Cox to dominate. I know Hargrave's going to dominate. I know that. I already know that. I need Fletcher Cox. I mean, Fletcher Cox is the highest paid player in the history of this franchise from a defensive standpoint. Earn your money tonight, man. Fletcher, you've had a wonderful career. You had a better game last week than you had the prior 4 weeks. That's good. It's a good step. But you are paid not just to play, and you are paid not just to be, yeah, pretty good. You are paid, Fletcher, to dominate. You are facing Tom Brady, who's probably going to put a pretty good amount of points on the board. But go out there, Fletcher, tonight. Earn the money that says you're a dominator. Show us what you've got. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. I mean, I am excited, but I am obviously thinking this is a tough task. But, man, I mean, just be all that you can be, even if in the end you lose tonight. Let's kick it off with Dan in Northeast Philadelphia. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
John, I'm with you. The Tampa Bay has an excellent, stout run defense. But then the problem becomes if you open up the playbook and allow Hurts to throw it downfield, then you're getting into a shootout with Brady. And I feel like it's pick your poison. So I feel like there's got to be a way for Sirianni to like incorporate the run to try to chew up some clock. Because you don't want to – I don't feel like –
Yeah, well, like there's something to that. I understand. I don't think there's an easy winning formula for this game, that's for sure. Sure, I would like to possess the ball. We have not done that yet this season. And we just got out-possessed last week by 10 minutes to a really, you know, depleted Carolina Panthers team. I just think, again, you're barking up the wrong tree if you're trying to run the ball conventionally. Now, maybe that means you mix it up and – I did see some good, you know, speed option at the end of the game last week.
Yeah.
Maybe Jalen Hurts is the way that you run it effectively against these guys because you add an extra blocker into the mix on our side of things with, you know, that back next to him becoming
They certainly haven't put it on film yet, John.
No, they haven't. I mean, and really? Now's the perfect time. Yeah, sure. I actually feel like if Nick Sirianni – like very low expectations for Nick Sirianni tonight, but if he's able to – do anything in the run game, I will gain admiration for him as a play designer and play caller because my admiration is very low.
All right, 215-592-9494. I want Sirianni to prove he's worthy of being an NFL head coach and to prove to us that he should be the Eagles head coach because I think the jury's like way still out on this one. Hey, your expectations for tonight, 215-592-9494. What Sirianni needs to do to calm you down and to win you over. If you think I'm being too harsh on Sirianni, man, I'll take those calls as well. I know he did not inherit the greatest roster, but I think he has really, frankly, done a lousy job so far. Obviously, Hurts versus Brady, the whole deal. Brady against the Eagles defense. And the Eagles' chances tonight. I mean, I think John and I both think they're pretty darn slim. Is that on point, or have we been a little too hard there? Joe to camera, John Rich, your phone calls throughout the show. 215-592-9494. On the rare game day for us right here when we're doing our show during the week on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.